What are the best ways to learn a language?
While you're on the go?
Welcome to this episode of Innovative Language Learning Sunday News. I'm Chigusa, and I'll be your host. My co-host today is the founder of InnovativeLanguage.com, Peter Galante.
Hi everyone, Peter here.
In this Sunday News, you'll discover
1. How you can transform dead time into learning a language.
2. 5 ways to learn language on your commute.
And 3. How to remember the words you learn.
But first, listen up.
Our thank you sale starts right now with a quick 40% off.
That's an extra 10% on top of the regular 30% thank you sale discount.
Get 40% off Premium and Premium Plus.
And get instant access to fast, easy lessons by real teachers
that get you speaking, reading, and writing from beginner to advanced.
Listeners, our progress tools spoon-feed you lessons one by one.
So you go from learning your first words in one lesson to mastering conversations in the next.
You also get study tools that help you learn faster.
App access so you can learn on the go.
And with Premium Plus, you also get your very own teacher.
Get 40% off Premium or Premium Plus by November 13th, 2019.
That's as low as $6 a month.
So if you're on the site right now,
click the link in the comments section of this Sunday news to get 40% off.
So, how to learn language on the go. Let's jump in.
Peter, I have some thoughts on this.
Okay, Chigusa, let's hear it.
If I think of a crowded train, it's not the best place to study. I think learning is best done when you have time to sit down and concentrate.
You're right, Chigusa. You can't really take out a textbook or a notebook and write.
Exactly.
But there are easier ways to absorb language lessons, even if your hands are full. And we'll talk about these methods in just a moment. But let me ask you, do you spend a lot of time commuting?
Yes, I do. 1 hour in total to and from work.
And that's 1 hour that, can we call it dead time? Well, dead from the perspective of productivity, dead productivity time. You're not really doing much with that time, are you?
I guess you're right. I just tap around my phone.
So here's a question. If you could transform that 1 hour into something more productive, like mastering a language, would you?
Yes, I would.
Well, here's the good news. There are easier ways to learn a language, things you can do even on a crowded train.
Let's get into part 2, 5 easy ways to learn language on your commute.
So if you're standing on a crowded train and you have people all around you,
you can't pull out a book or do workbook problems.
But there are easier ways to consume language lessons. So, 1, take our audio and video lessons.
Here, all you really need are our lessons, your smartphone, and your phones.
Just press play and watch a video, or even easier, listen to an audio lesson like you would with music.
So, while you're commuting, you hear a simple conversation, like introducing yourself or ordering food.
Then our teachers explain the words.
And in just a few minutes, you master an entire conversation.
2, use our app, Innovative Language 101, to learn on the go.
You can download it for free for the iPhone, iPad, and Android.
And take our audio or video lessons on the go.
3, sign up for a free word of the day.
Every day, you get a quick email with a new word, example sentences, audio, and a picture to make it stick.
So if you're commuting and checking your email, as we all do,
then you can also check the word of the day.
And this takes a few seconds.
Simply check your email, learn a new word, and you're done.
4, use our vocab slideshow tool.
This study tool is available on all vocab lists and lessons.
Just press play and listen to words and phrases one by one.
You can even set it on loop and listen to the words over and over.
Finally, if you want to learn words and phrases faster, with a tool that remembers your progress,
that quizzes you at the right times so you never forget the words,
then you'll want this 5th tool.
Our smart, spaced repetition flashcards.
They're mobile friendly, so if you visit the site on your phone,
simply access our flashcards in the vocabulary menu.
And then just swipe through the flashcards. Our system remembers your progress.
So if you get a word wrong, you'll see it more often.
Yes, the flashcards will quiz you again and again until you remember that word.
And listeners, if you want to get access to these tools,
and if you finally want to learn the language with our program, then take advantage.
Our thank you sale starts right now with a quick 40% off.
That's an extra 10% on top of the regular 30% thank you sale discount.
Get 40% off Premium and Premium Plus.
And get instant access to fast, easy lessons by real teachers
that get you speaking, reading, and writing from beginner to advanced.
Listeners, our progress tools spoon-feed you lessons one by one.
So you go from learning your first words in one lesson to mastering conversations in the next.
You also get study tools that help you learn faster.
App access so you can learn on the go.
And with Premium Plus, you also get your very own teacher.
Get 40% off Premium or Premium Plus by November 13th, 2019.
That's as low as $6 a month.
So if you're on the site right now,
click the link in the comments section of this Sunday news to get 40% off. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Innovative Language Learning Sunday News.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next time.